This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family M. Wiesenfeld, Lichvod Hanesuim Shel Swuri Finneas and Esti Wiesenfeld.
Yud Shvat, Friday the 3rd of February, Rabbi Arya Leib Goldberg. May a Yochid who wishes to be yoked to see the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar, listening to the words of the laming, Vayover Amalek, be yotze, even if he hasn't advised the Baal Korah.
So toward the end of this week's seder, we have the Parsha of Vayover Amalek. We know that here is the mitzvah, which is coming up very soon, of Parsha Zohar. Sometimes, for whatever reason it may be, the person missed hearing Parsha Zohar, and when it came to Parsha Kiseitze, for whatever reason maybe he missed it. So we know the Mor Avram's Shita in Siman Tafresh Pehe is that a person can be Yetze with the Kriyas Vayovei Amalek, the mitzvahs of Parsha Zohar. That's not our Inyan now. The Mishnah Berurah over there argues with him. The Mor Avram, then Yachreinim Amatik, what he says, even the Mishnah Berurah says only Tzorachin. So the question, as mentioned before, is somebody this week that was in Shul, and he forgot to tell the Baal Korah that please be have in mind to be Moitzi me with a mitzvah, like many Shitas Deraisa Vayovei Amalek. Could he be Yetze without notifying the Baal Korah? This question was asked to Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank. It's printed in Tshuvas HaTzvi. He was talking about Parshas Kiseitze. We'll soon go through his rites, but let's just try to analyze the Shaila. What are the tzedim of the Shaila? The question is like this. The Baal Korah, when he is laning Kriyas HaTorah, so Kipshutai, anyway, he's thinking to be Moitzi everyone Kriyas HaTorah. However, on the specific mitzvah of Parshas Zohar, he's not being, having in Zini, he doesn't have das to be Moitzi the Shaila. So we have a hechetimtze, interesting hechetimtze. We know that there's a din shemei akoin, which means anytime I want to be yetze, whatever mitzvah it may be, kiddush and so on, the mekadish has to have in mind, has to have das to be moitzi the shemei, and the shemei could be yetze with the concept called shemei akoin. Now over here, the Baal Korah has in mind to be moitzi me, but not for the specific mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. Can I have my input, and being I'm hearing what he's saying and being Yetze, I'll have Kavona for Parsha Zohar, and can I be Yetze through that? That's the question. Kipshutai should be totally in the Havona of Shemei HaKoyim. There's a famous Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that says, HaMafter B'Novi, in other words, the one that was Koyra the Novi, the one that was Roy Likros the Novi. So the Mishnah mentions a whole bunch of different things that he does. Hu Peres Al Shema, he's the Baal Tvila. Vuhu Noises Kapov. And he, of course, if he's a Koyin, he does Nesias Kapai, he duchens. So the Gedoyle Achreinim, Tesis Yomtiv, the Ture Even, Rabbi Kveig over there quotes it. This Mishnah seems to imply something that we're not used to seeing, that one Kohen can be Noisi as Kapov, and he's Moitzi through Shemei HaKohen, everybody else. Something that we don't see. So the Gedei Lachreinim Amatche, I'm going to go into their number of Terutzin, Tosfos Yontif says, it just means that he leads the Noisi as Kapai. He'll be the first to do it, but of course everybody else does. In the Beis HaLevi, a famous Beis HaLevi, printed in Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah at the end, somebody wanted to tell him that it passes Shemei HaKoina Benesias Kapai. So the Beis HaLevi says, if you're correct in what you're saying, the Mishnah in Megillah would be beautiful. Huneses Kapov means that the Master Vinovi, he duchens and he's Moitzi all the other Kehanim. Says the Beis HaLevi, but that can't be. That can't be. It's impossible to say the concept of Shemei HaKoina when it comes to Duchni. Why? Because by Shemei HaKoina, the Gemara in Tzoyta has a drasha and Moir Lahem that you must say it Bekoil Ram. You have to say it in a loud voice. And Shemea Ka'ina could make that what the other person said, I could be Yetzer with what he's saying. But to say that I said it in a Koil Ram, that's impossible. The Welt understands the Beis Halevi. There's a beautiful stipel in Kehilas Yankif in Brachas that has Arichas on it. That the Pshat and Shemea Ka'ina is like this. We know that there's a din, a question in the Gemara, if her is Kedibur or not. Meaning if what I think is Kedibur has a din of Dibur. So even if her is Lav Kedibur, the stipel understands what the Beis Halevi is saying is Shemea. The din of Shemea Ka'ina says, even though thinking is not Kedibur, but hearing when somebody else talks and paying attention to what he says, that is Ki'ilu I said it. Listening is Ki'ilu I said it. Even though thinking is not Ki'ilu I said it, but Shemea is Ka'ina. Listening is Ki'ilu I said it. So that means, when the Mashmia is saying Kiddush, he's saying it. I'm not saying it with my mouth. But the way I'm being Yetzer Kiddush is, there's a different form of speaking. Listening. It says, but listening, that's not Kol Ro. Listening is not Kol Ro. That's the way the stipel understands the Beis Halevi. Until the stipel has a big arichus, can go in, he's busy. Why do you need then Kavonas Mashmiya Bechlal? Why do you need a Bar Chiyuva? I mean, he answers it. However, he brings the Chazanish argues on this Beis Halevi. He says, if that's the pshat, so why should there be a din? L'mashal kriyas ha-megillah. There's a din that you have to read from a megillah. So he says, why should Shemea Ka'ina help for kriyas ha-megillah? I'm listening, but there's a din mitoich haksav. Am I listening mitoich haksav? This type has arichas to be miyashiv. Therefore, the Chazanish says, I disagree. Shemea Ka'ina does not mean that listening is keilu you're talking. Shemea Ka'ina means that if I'm mishtatif by listening to the other person's mitzvah, so his maisa mitzvah is misyachis to me. Like, similar to shlichus. That means he does the maisa mitzvah, and I could be nitpal, I, the maisa mitzvah that he did, is misyachis to me also. So now, if we're going to say the pshat in Shemea Ka'ina, like the Chazonish, that person does the mitzvah, and he does the ma'aseh mitzvah, and ki'ilu with the same type of concept as shlichus, his ma'aseh mitzvah is mizyachas to me. So then, l'chayr, it'll be very hard to say that I'm going to be yaitze vayovei amolek with the mitzvah of parsha zohar, because there's no mitzvah of his sins we hold mitzvah shlichus kavana, meaning when it comes to a mitzvah deraisa. If that person does not think, I want to be Yoitza, mitzvah of Parsha Zohar, that's when Mishnah Berurah speaks it out in Tofresh Pehe. Since Parsha Zohar, there's a strong tzad that it's Veiraisa. Therefore, everybody, we know that's the minig in the Beis Medrash, before Parsha Zohar, the Gabbai gives a clap and says, everyone should have in mind to be Yoitza the mitzvah of Parsha Zohar. So the Baal Koira that's laying Parsha B'Shalach, he's not thinking at all of Parsha Zohar. So by him, there's no mitzvah of Parsha Zohar going on at all. How can I, with the concept kilo of shlichus, be nitbal to his mitzvah of Parsha Zohar? There's no mitzvah of Parsha Zohar going on by him at all. However,
but then the Baal Koira will also not be yotze.
Right, the Baal Koira himself, because he didn't think of it. So since the Baal Koira himself doesn't have Parsha Zohar, so I'm going to say like the Chazon Ish, there's no way in the world for me to get that Parsha Zohar. However, if you say like the Beis Halevi, and we could hear maybe, since the pshat is that it's kilo I'm talking, meaning the way I'm doing this mitzvah is by listening. Hiru is lav kedibur. You can't think parsha zocher la lochen biyetze parsha zocher. But we have a way without talking that you could be yetze mitzvah parsha zocher. How? By listening. So here we could clarify. Maybe the Baal Koira anyway has das to be meitzimi. Because the laning of Parshas B'Shalach, Kilo I lane Parshas B'Shalach, and I'm listening to what he's saying, and my listening is like I'm talking. Once I'm talking, I'll add my own kavan, I'll put my input. I'm going to think to be Yaitza with my listening, L'shem, the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar, of the Chiyas, Maisa Amalek. And maybe through that, even without notifying the Balkaira, it's possible to be Yotze. Derech Agav, this Havon in the Beis Halevi, that's the way the Welt nems on. And there's a famous Rabbi Tshuva that they bring. Rav Hesh Pesach himself brings it in one of the Simonim before. The Rabbi Tshuva says, what's the pshat now, Minig, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? So when it comes to Haseres B'nei Haman, the whole call says it by themselves first, and then the Baal Koira says it. So he says a similar thing to the Beis HaLevi. He says, because we know Aseres B'nei Haman, we try to say B'neshima Achas, in one breath. So he says, Shemea Ka'oina cannot make that I said the Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath. The Baal Koira, he said it in one breath. But Shemea Ka'oina is not going to make that the Shemea said it in one breath. Right? Because this goes very good with this Havana, because Shemea Ka'oina just means I listened. I listened. I didn't speak. If you say like the Chazanish, then you're correct. That means the Rogachev is not going with the Chazanish Zavon. The Rogachev does Lufi the Chazanish, if he did the Maisa, and it's like Shlichus, it's Mesiachus. Why not? But the Rogachev understood like the Welt understands the Beis Halevi, that the Pshat is that it's my Shmiya that's doing it. It's not the Pshat, is that his Maisa is Mesiachus. In hearing, there's no nishimachas. You don't breathe. There's no nishimachas in there. However, the Briskarov explained, he held that the Pshat and Shemei HaKoyin is seemingly like the Chazanish also. He explained the Beis HaLevi different. We'll just say it very bekitzer. The Briskarov explained that the Beis HaLevi said, just means to say like this. The whole concept of Shemei HaKoyin could only be mesiachas ki'ilu I said it. But to make that I said it and I told it to somebody else, there's a din emor lohem that Shemei HaKoyinah can't do. Shemei HaKoyinah could say the Maisa is Mesiachas to me. But to make that it's Mesiachas to me and Kilu I told it to somebody else, and that's the din of Birchas Koyanim, that you have to say it to somebody else, that Shemei HaKoyinah cannot do. We're not going to be Meirich on this Nakuda. But Al-Kaponim, the Shailah of Rabbi Pesach L'Choyra should be totally in the two, in the Havon of Shemei HaKoyinah. If Shemei HaKoyinah, the Pshat is that the Mashmi is doing the Maisa Mitzvah, and his Maisa Mitzvah is Mesiachas to me. So, there's no way that this is going to happen here. Because there's no Maisa of Parsha Zohar going on here. Because the Valkyra did not think to be Yetzir of Parsha Zohar. However, if the Pshat is that the Valkyra is saying it, and I'm doing the Mitzvah, how am I doing the Mitzvah? Through listening. If I'm doing the Mitzvah through listening, so maybe then we can hear, since the Kriya Sater is being Mesiachas to me anyway, so I'll put my input and I'll think to be Yetzer with my Shmiya Parsha Zohar, and maybe through that I can be Yetzer the Mitzvah Zesa of Parsha Zohar. So Rabbi Hirsch Pesach was asked this Shaila. He doesn't say what it's totally in, he just brings Rayas to it. He'll mention two of his Rayas, one Letzar HaZeh and one Letzar HaSheni. He says, "Ktsas mashmoyish yesh from the Derech HaChaim in Hilchas Megillah." Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis. We all know that in the morning on Purim, the Baal Koira makes the bracha of Shechiyonu. And the Magen Avraham says over there that when he says Shechiyonu, you should have in mind to be Yoitze the Shechiyonu on the Megillah and all the mitzvahs ayoyim. So the Derech Hash Pesach says that the Derech HaChaim is Moisif. And the Baal Koira should have in mind to be Moitzi everybody else on the Mishloach Manis and the Matonis of Yonim v'chulei. So he says, why does the Baal Koira have to have mind to be Moitzi everybody else on that specifically? As long as he has Das to be Moitzi, let everyone put in their own input. Is Mashmak Tzas, he says, from the Derech HaChaim, that you need the specific kavona of the mashmiya for each specific mitzvah. Therefore, lefidus mashmois and parsha zohar, since the Bakira did not have das to be mighty, you won't be it. Then he brings a raya from, as he calls it, Chassan Bini, Rabbi Yosef HaKoyin, he's the Harare Kodesh, and Rabbi Shpesach has a sefer Mekroi Kodesh, he's the Agoyis Harare Kodesh. He brings a raya from a Korban Eid in the Yerushalmi. There's halacha, there's a Yishalmi and Megillah, and we pass it like that in Tzimit Tofresh Peches, that on Rosh Hashanah, when the Baal Tekeya is blowing the Shofar, that's another Arichas, he himself has Arichas and Mekrei Kodesh about that, He's naming on that you have to come on to Shemea Ka'ina for that. It's not only listening to the Shofar, you need Shemea Ka'ina because you need the Ma'aseh Tkiyah. Akoponim, so the Yishalmi says, let's say the Baal Tekeya is blowing a Tkiyah Lefoneha. And he has Das to be Maitzi two people. And one of the fellows needs a Tkiyah L'Achra, not a Tkiyah Lefoneha. True to the way we're Rogel, there's a difference as long as I heard a tkiya, right? We go tkiya, shvarim, chua tkiya, whatever it may be. Tkiya, chua tkiya. You do a tkiya before and a tkiya afterwards. And this Yushalmi seems to be a chiddush, which I remember when I was a bachur. There was a big Talmud Chacham. His name was Rav Moshe Savitzky, Zecharei Lavracha, in America. He always used to say, and it's very tough, he was coming from this Yushalmi, that you have to know where the Baal Tekeya is holding. Which Tkiya? The one before or the one afterwards? You have to have Kavana. Akoponim, this Yushalmi says that if the Baal Tekeya has Das, is making a Tkiya Lefoneha, and you have two people being Yoytze. One wants a Tkiya Lefoneha, one wants a Tkiya Lachreha. The Yoytze. Says the Korban Eidah, and even if the Baal Tekeya did not have specific Kavana to be Maitzi, the person that needs Tkiya L'Achra, meaning he thought that everyone over here needs Tkiya L'Achra, that's all they need, and someone else wanted to hear Tkiya L'Achra, he's Maitzi. The other person's Yaitzi. So Rav Pesach stalls it to here. He says, you see, now he means to say over here, you see even more. You see that as long as there was a kavonas mashmiya, that the other person should be yaitzeh, the other person could take that shmiya and put his own input and change it. You're making a tkiyah lefoneh? No, I'm taking that as a tkiyah l'achra. That means even though there wasn't kavonas hamashmiya on this point, the shemeya could put in his input. And he says from this is mashma that he would be yaitzeh pashazach. That's his two rise lakan olakan. Then he brings up a very, very interesting point, which this is Nagea Kloli on Kriyas HaTayre, which happens to be also learned out of a Pasuk in our Sedra. The Gemara of Avakama Daf Pei Beis asks Estira, and the Braisa says Ezra HaSoifu was Mesakim Kriyas HaTayre HaShem V'Chamishi Shabbos Shem Mincha and Mincha Shabbos. Gemara asks Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakim, and it says in our Pasha Vayelchu Shloishes Yomim V'loi Motzu Mayim and therefore, and they were misakin kriyas haTorah. There should not be 3 days without kriyas haTorah. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, the whole hanocha of this question that the Baal Torah has in mind to be moitzi everybody with parchas v'shalach, and therefore we want to know if the shomea could put in his input. That's not simple at all, because who said that Kriyas HaTorah has a din that every yochid has to be yoitza? It's a din to be Shemeya. But who said there's a din Shemeya Ka'ina at all? Who said the Baal Torah has to have in mind to be Maitzi everybody? However, he brings a Ravan and the Rishonim that says, somebody asked me, what is this minig that we say Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevoirach before Kriyas HaTorah? Before the Bracha. Why do we do that? So Ravan said, I answered him like this. Being that Kriyas HaTorah and the brachas is something that everybody has to participate in, and I'm coming over here to be Moitzi the Tzibur, so I make a big announcement before Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevoirach. Let us all do this together and bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a way of making an announcement. Everybody, listen, I'm coming to be Moitzi. As Rav Hirsch Pesach have a Mefurasher Ravan that says that the Mahol Anocha was correct. That when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, you have to be Moitzi Kol Yochid V'Yochid. However, he brings afterwards, on the Brachas itself, he brings the Tshuvas Radvaz, he pulls out from an Eidah Behuda that says that we're not Moitzi the Yochid. Then he brings a Tzemach Tzedek that says that by Kriyas HaTorah you don't have to be Moitzi the Tzibur. It's not a Chiyav Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid, and therefore Lefize says Mahol Hanoch is not correct, because this is a question of Parsha Zohar. The Baal Korah B'chlal didn't have in mind to be Moitzi anybody. There was no Kavonas Mashpia, Lohitzi, Acherim Yidei Chavasai. So for sure you can't be Yoitzi. And the MS is, even though he has a Ravan, that's a Rishon, I think he writes over there that Tzemach Tzedek didn't see the Ravan. If he would have saw the Ravan, it would have been different. But there's a Pashtus HaMashmois in Rishonim. There's a famous Ritva in Megillah Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. The Ritva over there explains what's the difference when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the way it was today, each and every Oyla makes a Bracha. But Medina the Gemara in the beginning, there was one Bracha in the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah and one Bracha at the end. The Gemara over there, without being Meirach, the Gemara talks about Gzeirus, Mishuma, Nechnosim, V'yoytzim. So the Ritva says like this, when it comes to Tchiyas Shofar also, we make one Bracha in the beginning. And that's all. And we don't make a Bracha each time we do a separate set of Tchiyas Shofar. Says the Ritva, because by Tchiyas Shofar, it doesn't pass a Gzeirus, Mishum, Nechnosim, V'yoytzim like by Kriyas HaTorah. Because Tkiyah Shofar is a chiyuv on kol yochid v'yochid to hear every single Tkiyah. So I'm not worried that someone's going to go in or somebody's going to go out, whatever, because they have to be there for the whole entire Tkiyah Shofar. But by Kriyas HaTorah, that it's not a chiyuv al kol yochid v'yochid, so people could go in and out, on that, there's a gzeirah mishum nechnasim v'yotzim. So this Ritva seems to hold like the Tzemach Tzedek. So in short, this whole question, if someone could be Yoitze with Parsha Zohar, either in Parsha Fiseitze, or with Vayova Amalek, so the first thing you have to establish it is, if I didn't tell anything to the Balkaira, does he have in Das Bechlau to be Moitze anybody else? Because if you say, like the Ritzvan Megillah, that L'Chaira seems to imply that the Chiv is Alkol, is not Alkol Yachav the Yachiv, so L'chayri, you don't have to be Yaitze with the Balkhayra Bachal. So he didn't have a mind to be Yaitze anybody. So I can't put any input. I don't have Kavonas Mashmiya at all. However, if I hold like the Ravan, that he does have to have Das to be Yaitze, then we could clear the Shaila, he had Das to be Yaitze me irregularly as HaTorah. Being that I'm hearing what he's saying, can I put in my input? And that we said, L'chayr, it should be totally in the tut stadim of what the Havon of Shemei HaKoyin is. If the Havon of Shemei HaKoyin is that the Mashmiya is doing a Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Mitzvah is Misyachis to me, he doesn't have any Maisa Mitzvah Parsha Zohar at all. However, if the Pshat is, I'm doing the Mitzvah, Al Yidei Mashmiya, then maybe you could hear a tzad that I could put in my Kavona, I could put in my input, and I could be Yaitz. There's another 2 points that Rabbi Pesach doesn't mention. The L'chayra is royal, is bainin, b'negeh the shayla. Kriyas HaTorah, the takon of Kriyas HaTorah, is a tremendous machlokes to gedolei achrayim, if it is a din d'oraisa at all. The Bach in Simet Tov Resh Pehei brings the Gemara in Baba Kama, and he says that on Shabbos, he mentions the Yom Tov, so on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is d'oraisa. However, Kedua, today the Achreinim take on the Bach very strongly, the Prichadosh, and many other Achreinim, and they disagree. They hold it's a din de Rabbanon. Parsha Zohar is maybe their Raisa. And there's a Taz that wants to say that on Yom Tif maybe Kriyas HaTorah is their Raisa. But every Shabbos, Monday and Thursday, Mincha Shabbos and regular Shabbos, the Prichadosh very strongly opposes the Das HaBach, and Rav Achrenim go to Prichadosh, the Prim Kodim is Marich about it, then it's only the Rabbonah. So now we get into a different problem. Even if we'll say like the Ravan, that there is Kavonas Mashmi, but let me ask you, if Midoi Raisa, there's no Shemei HaKa'ina going on here. Because Midoi Raisa, there's no Kriyas HaTorah, there's no Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. So there's no Maisa Mitzvah Midaraisa going on here that Yena is listening to Baslav. So now Yesh Lodim. Hey, the Balkaira is only doing Shemei HaKa'ina Midrabona. But I want to be Yaitse Parsha Zohar Deraisa. So this is totally in a very, very big Shaila. That's point number one. Yesh Lodim Arbeit Stodim Bazeh. Unless there's a big Raya from Rishayim. With other Rishonim that say a big chiddush. We know that there's a big machlokes if on Hirur there's a din Birchas HaTorah. There's a raya from a Tosfos and other Rishonim that in Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah also there's a din Shemei HaKa'ina. Meaning, if somebody else is learning, and I'm listening to his learning. So there will be a din shemea ka'ina in Limud HaTorah, and that one won't be considered hearer anymore. That's like shemea ka'ina. I will be able to make a bracha on that. So if he said, maybe even if Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanon, but Lamaisa, like it says in the Gemara, they shouldn't call Shalashis Yama B'loi Torah. That means that Kriyas HaTorah is Al-Koponim Limud HaTorah. As Yedua, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that when it comes to Torah Shebiksav, in order to be Yetzel Limud HaTorah, the person doesn't even have to understand the words what he's saying. A tremendous chiddush. That means if Limud HaTorah is only if the person understands and thinks of what he's saying, then it will also, you know, usually in middle Kriyas HaTorah, people aren't always thinking of the taicha of the words. But if you say that you Yetzel Limud HaTorah, so even if Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanon, but it's possible that there is a deraisa dikah shemea ka'ina going on in mitzad mitzvahs limud ha'Torah. So the sins that have a shemea ka'ina mitzad limud ha'Torah, so then we're back to the... Now this will be true only, again, if you say like the Ravan. Because if you say that, like the Ritva, that the Baal Kaira does not have to have das to be mitzi, he's not exactly trying to be mitzi everyone with the mitzvahs limud ha'Torah. If the pshat is he has das to be mitzi with Limud HaTorah, so maybe we have a derais to Dikah Shemea Ka'ina going on. So again, we can think of him putting his input. The last final point, which is Reuel Hizbeinim, is another point. The Trumas Hadesin Shita is that Parshas Zohar has to be Bitzibur. He holds even Midoy Raisa. Meaning that in order to be Yetzah Parshas Zohar properly, you need 10 people being Yetzah Parshas Zohar. That is a chaylik, but that's the Trumas Hadesh and Shita. That's the Loshen, the Mechaber quotes from this Trumas Hadesh. A question if a person has to go, has a choice to go to one city that'll have a minion for Megillah, or to go to a different city, and over there will have a minion for Parsha Zohar. So there's the Trumas Hadesh, and that's what he's talking about. His Shita is that you have to go to the minion that's going to have Parsha Zohar. And that's what this Mogen Avram that we mentioned at the beginning is coming to disagree with. He says the Midrash Olam is not like that. He says because the Parsha Zohar, you could be Yetzer in the shul that you're going to be in Mount Purim, you could be Yetzer with Vayovei Amalek. However, now Yesh Lodun. If Kriyas Parsha Zohar needs a tzibur of 10 people, so here's an interesting echatimt. I feel one timta loymar like the Ravan. That Yana has kavana to be Mashmiya. And in timta loymar that I could put my input. But what do you need for this tzibur? Do I need 10 people to be standing in the room even though they're not being Yoitza, not even thinking about being Yoitza Pasha Zohar at all? Or I need 10 people to be Yoitza the Mrs. Pasha Zohar together with me? That means, what's the Seichet Timtza? I'm a Yochid in a shul. I have the Balkoira laning Parshas B'Shalach. And I'm the only person in this room being Yoitza the Mrs. Pasha Zohar. So what's the pshat that you need a tzibur for Parsha Zohar? Is the pshat is, it's like Kedusha, it's like I just need 10 people in the room in order to hear the Kriya? Or no? You need 10 people to do the mitzvah together with you. That being large, there's a few Maramakoimis on this, there's a famous Chuvas Bin Yantzin that brings from Reb Nosson Adler, the Chassam Seifis Rebbe, the Chinuch says Mefurish that Noshem are potter from Kriya's Parsha Zohar. And the Reb Nosson Adler in Chuvas Bin Yantzin Achadoshes, I think it's Siman Ches, says that women are chayv in Parsha Zohar. So the Shoyl over there told him, say very quickly, that Bekitza, I have a raya that Noshim are not mechuyiv. Because there's a tzad that Reb Elazar was meshachrer his eved kidei to be yoytze Parsha Zohar. So the Shoyl told him, if Noshim are mechuyiv in Parsha Zohar, so an eved has a din like a isha. So why did he have to be Meshachru the Eved to get 10 people? Even if he remained an Eved, he was Mechuyiv. So Ben Yitzin told him back, the Chiyiv Eser of, has nothing to do with who's Mechuyiv or not. That's a din like a Dover Shebikdusha, that you need 10 people there. Bishas Maise. Nothing to do with Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, whoever's Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah. So Bekitzer, if you Neman like the Shoyl, that the Pshat is that the Mitzvah's Parsha Zoch has to be done with 10 people that are Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, has nothing to do with the Dover Bikdusha Basara. You know, over here it will be hard to be Yetzer, because even though I have 10 people listening, but I don't have 10 people doing the mitzvah. If you say like the Binyan Tzion, the Chor will be okay. So to summarize, Bekitzer, this question has a few interesting points. Could somebody be Yetzer with Vayovei Amalek? The first thing you have to know is, if Bechlal the Balkor has das to be Moitzi anybody who creates that Torah. Afilu in Tintalani has das to be mighty samaria kriyas atayra, but he didn't have das to be mighty with Pasha Zohar, so the question is, can I put my input? Now, I feel in Timtzalayma, like the Radvan, that he has to have das, the chayra, the halacha, it's only a drabana kriyas atayra. Unless we save that by saying that he could be mighty me with mitzvah limit atayra. Now, I feel in Timtzalayma, you have a shemaya koin, and I could put my input. You have to clarify what is this din of eser if you need 10 people being mishtatif in the mitzvah b'payil, or as long as there's 10 people in the room. Okay. Okay.